get linked up with praise and you get it on the inside, you'll just praise them till the way you feel, you don't feel anymore. Amen. You'll shout and you'll give them glory just to the place where you're not thinking about the negative. You're not concerned about the negative. There's nothing bothering you. And I just want to encourage you. We have to get to a place where we just praise them. Praise them right in the midst of a storm. Right in the midst of something happening. Father, I thank you and I give you all the glory and honor and praise for what you did for me. You've set me free. You've made me righteous. You've healed my body. When something comes on, you just praise God. Pastor Bob always would say, when there's a negative, just go bake a cake, man. Just go have a party because it is not defining you. Hallelujah. Praise defines the situation. Amen. When you praise God, you're bringing God into your situation and you're looking at that instead of your situation. And all of a sudden you'll realize that your situation is not as big as you think it is. Amen. 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 Because God's that much bigger. Amen. So I'm just encouraging you this morning, man, just praising the name of Jesus is fun. It is fun. Amen. Are you awake today? Amen. Amen. Do I need to come out there and lay hands on you? Amen. Hey, come on. God is good. Praise God. He is good. Amen. There's a lot going on. There's a lot the Lord is doing in his church and through his people. And I'm just super excited. And I just want to encourage you. Pastor Lacey was talking about it. Do not neglect or do not forget what the Lord has done in and through you. And I share that because there's times where we can be discouraged about, hey, we're serving the Lord, we're reading our Bible, we're doing what we know to do, and we're not sure if anything's going to happen by what we're doing. Anybody ever been there before? Oh, yeah. If you're doing anything for God, you've been there before, all right? And I just want to share this. I got an email the other day. It came through the church of a young lady and her husband that I did marriage counseling very briefly and married them 8 years ago. And it was quick because she was being sent. She was in the military and she was being sent to Germany within like 4 months or less. And they wanted to get married. And I'm like, you know what? And it goes against, you know, a lot of the things that I talk about giving time and counsel and, you know, doing it. They sent me an email thanking me for what was poured into them. And I'm telling you, this stuff affects me because you feel like times you're doing things and you're not producing anything. You're not seeing results you want to see. And they emailed and they were so thankful. They've been married 8 years, and what was told to them, they are sticking with even today, and it's helped them get through many things. They have 2 kids now. They moved back. I'm not going to say where they're working at because they're in the military, but it's one of those things that you're sowing, but seed takes time to produce. And I want to encourage you, keep sowing, because you'll have production that's long-term coming to pass, and then you'll have short-term production at the same time. But don't lose hope. Don't stop sowing. Don't stop praying. Don't stop pursuing your loved one for their salvation. Don't stop. It's coming. It's coming. And I want to encourage you. You need to hear that. The church needs to have some encouragement. Not condemnation. Not condemnation. Encouragement. Edified. Build up. What you're doing is producing something. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So I just wanted to share that because it blessed me. Amen. It blessed me. I took time with them, and I hadn't heard from them in 8 years, wondering at times. You know, you pray for someone, and all of a sudden, they're up in your spirit like, Lord, I wonder what's going on in their lives. And it was funny. The last 2 months, I've had them in my spirit, and here it comes. Revelation of what they're doing. And we're going to get together in August sometime and meet with them, Pastor Lacey and I, and just enjoy the presence of God and what he's doing. So I'm just sharing a testimony there to keep pursuing God. And don't look at the situation to define the end result. Amen. Look to God. Praise him and watch what he'll do. Amen. Amen. So we're going to get into the offering this morning. And I just want to share briefly and 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 17 through 19. And you may say, Pastor, why are you shifting gears? This is important. It's important to understand what God says about finances. It's important to understand what God commands us to do. And watch this. In verse 17, it says, command those. Paul's telling Timothy to command people. Command the people that... So I read that and I'm thinking, Paul's speaking to me. Paul's speaking to me. Pastor David, commanding me to do this. So if I don't talk about this, I'm not doing what the Bible's commanding me to do. Think about that. When there's commands in Scripture, you need to do them. Amen. They're not there just to read them and think they're good for somebody else. They're for you. Amen. Command those who are rich in this present age not to be haughty nor to trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God who gives us richly all things to enjoy. So you may be sitting there like, man, I'm not rich in this present. That doesn't apply to me. What it's saying is true riches are not found in this world. True riches are found in the kingdom of heaven. And he's just exhorting those that have wealth here on the earth. You haven't seen true wealth till you find the kingdom of heaven in true riches. Because let me just tell you, what we consider the greatest here on earth is pavement in heaven. Amen. They walk on streets of gold. When we try to glorify and get all the gold we can down here, Jesus is like, lay it on the ground and walk on it. Dance on it. That's the difference. And we need to be able to see this, that everything is not caught up in what we see and in this natural realm. There is greater riches in heaven, amen, that we can apply to our lives now that should be our focus above the financial realm, above money. It doesn't say here you shouldn't have money. It doesn't say here you shouldn't prosper and be in wealth and own farms and own houses and cars. It doesn't say anything of that. What it says is there's greater riches beyond just that. Keep your eyes higher than just what you see in the natural realm. He's encouraging the wealthy on the earth to realize there's much greater wealth than just what you see and what you're experiencing. So, I know people are like, well, God doesn't want you to have... God wants you to have a lot of things. He just wants you to have him first. And when you do that, you're going to have a lot of things because God is a God of blessing. Amen. So it goes on and it says, verse 18, let them do good that they be rich in good works, ready to give, willing to share. He's explaining to them that what they have is not theirs. It's the Lord's. They need to be willing to release when the Lord says release. Give when the Lord, because that's where true riches are. Right. True riches are in your giving, not in your taking. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. I'm speaking to people here. We're all worried about what we can get. God's looking at what he can give. God gave his best. He gave his son. That's true riches. Amen. My son's going to Bible school in 2 weeks. I'm releasing him. Amen. Amen. Because I know there's things going to be appointed to my account by his faithfulness to do what God's telling him to do. Because I've sown into him. My wife has sown into him. You guys have sown. And I'm not trying to boast him up. I'm talking about the Lord. The Lord is going to use him. Amen. It's true riches. Amen. Buying all people's colleges and sending them to school is great. But true riches are souls. They're people. Lives change. Those are true riches. Eternity is the true riches. You can gain the whole world and lose your soul. What do you really have? Nothing. It'll be burned up. I want to explain to you. God is not against wealth. But there's more wealth than what you can see. There's a heaven to gain. Amen. Verse 19. Storing up for themselves a good foundation for the time to come that they may lay hold of eternal life. The true riches that Paul's talking about is eternal life. And everything we do must revolve around eternal life. Everything. Even our giving, our prayers, our time with people, the words we speak should be eternal words. Come on now. I'm messing in your kitty litter. I'm telling you. Everything we should be doing should have an eternal value hooked to it. It should have an eternal response. And if it doesn't, we need to ask ourselves why. So our jobs, our businesses should be linked to eternity in some way, shape, or form. And you say, well, I don't have a godly business owner. They don't serve the Lord. Well, you are a child of God. What you receive should be given to the kingdom of God and what the Lord's speaking to you to give. You understand what I'm saying? Don't base what's around you. You do what the Lord's telling you to do. and make the eternal difference that God is asking and commanding you to do. Amen. Because that's where true riches are. True riches. So I'm giving you the opportunity to sow into the kingdom of God. Amen. Amen. To make an eternal difference, not only in your life, not only in your marriage, not only in your children, not only in this church, but in the kingdom of God. And that's where true riches are, the kingdom of God. The Lord may ask you to sow other places. Amen. I'm not talking about the tithe. I'm talking about offering. Amen. We give to Haiti. We don't keep everything ourselves. We give other places. We give to other ministries. Why? It's bigger than us. If we only look at self, we're missing the true riches. That's the bottom line. Amen. Ushers, can you come forward, please? Serve the people. Amen. Glory to God. Paul is commanding us that there's greater things than just what we see. Go ahead, ushers. Listening online, I know I always forget this. There's ways to give. Many people are more tech savvy than I am. Amen. It's up there. Amen. If you can read, you can give. Amen. Hey, hallelujah. Amen. Right? Amen. Faith. Faith. Hallelujah. You know, I say that and many people laugh about that, but there's people that can't read that are great givers. Amen. I'm not talking about finances only. I'm talking about givers. Put other people first. Yeah, you ever talk to someone or do you know someone? Thank you, guys. Know someone that when people talk about them, they're like, man, they're a great person. They'll give the shirt off their back. That's a giver. There's a spirit of giving on the inside of them. I'm not talking about just a tithe or an offering. I'm talking about a lifestyle of putting other people first. That's what the Lord will move through those people. Even if they don't even know the Lord, they're doing the kingdom principles and they don't even know it. And blessing comes in their life and they don't even know it's from God. Because they're doing the way God intended it to be done. Givers. Just givers. Amen. There's a church full of givers here. There's a church full of givers here. I look around, I see givers, man. Giving of your time, your talents, your gifts, your finances, your prayers. Amen. Givers. This is a giving church. This is the best church around. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm not comparing. I'm just saying I know what's here. And what's here is good. Hallelujah. You're good. You're in a good place. Amen. It's a great day. It's a great day. It's a God's joy is coming. I see it. Amen. Hallelujah. If you could bow your heads. Father, I thank you. Those listening online as well. I thank you that they're seeing the true riches, Lord God. That they're seeing the truth of the matter. A heart to give, that it's better to give than receive. And Father, I thank you. No matter what we have in this earthly realm, I thank you that as a child of God, we have all of heaven backing us. And Lord, I thank you that heaven is here. And heaven is touching each and every person, Lord God. Touching their finances, touching their family. Glory to God. Touching the business realm. Even touching their thoughts. And their ways and their feelings, even right now, Lord. You're a God of miracles. And Lord, I thank you that as the giver gives, it breaks the back of the enemy and it allows faith to rise up in miracles to come forth. So, Father, I thank you. I thank you in advance for miracles in the lives of the church, in the lives of believers, Lord God, because they're givers. And you withhold no good gift. Glory to God. So, Father, I thank you for what you're doing in your body. Even this day, no matter what it looks like around us, no matter what the financial realm looks around us, we've tapped into a heavenly realm, a spiritual bank account, a bank of miracles that will continually provide for its people. Father, I thank you that even if famine comes or lack comes, the church will not be hindered in Jesus' name. It will go forth in victory till you come and receive it. In Jesus' mighty name. If you believe that, say amen. 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 We got some believers in the house. That's good. Amen. I'm glad there's some believers here today. Hallelujah. If you're not a believer, you will become a believer. Amen. Amen. If you're visiting or you haven't been here long, I'd like to make jokes. And as a minister, sometimes they're just not funny, but I think they're funny. So if you can just bear with me and work with me, we'll get along really well together. Amen. Sorry. I'm in a funny place this morning, a good funny place. But in all seriousness, God is a God of serious, but he's also a God of joy. And he's a God of peace. And he's a God of comfort. Amen. He's a God of love. Amen. And I tell you, when you feel loved, it makes you happy. Amen. When you feel loved, you're at peace. Amen. But if you're in fear, if you're in doubt and you're in unbelief, it's struggle. It's struggle. Life, it becomes a struggle. And society is making it that way. And the Lord's been speaking to me. And that's why I'm sharing on hearing the voice of God. It's important. This is vital. It's vital to hear the voice of God, to know God speaking to you. And if you could turn, to a scripture that I thought of. Amen. It's going to be a wonderful day. There it is. Yeah, 2 Timothy. I didn't write it down. CJ, bear with me. 2 Timothy 3, 1 through 5. It's important to hear the voice of God because the times we're living in. It's important. You must hear the voice of God. And I don't mean that in a condemning way. God created you to hear his voice. It's not hard to do. It's not difficult to do. You just got to be able to open up your ears to hear the voice of God. Amen. Because 2 Timothy 3, 1. But know this, that in the last days perilous times will come. For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power. Okay, so in the last days it's going to be difficult. There's going to be a lot going on. So you got to know what you're listening to, and you got to hear the truth. Amen. Because if you're not hearing the truth and you're buying a lie, amen, because lies are being sold all the time. They're being put out there all the time. And we got to know what the truth is. Amen. You have to know the truth because that's where freedom lies. Yeah. The truth is where freedom is. Amen. But if there's not truth there, then that's where you have bondage. That's where things are bound up. That's where the struggle lies. So if there's a struggle in your life, amen, even if it's persecution, there's a lie trying to be pressed upon you to get you to shift, to get you to believe something that's not the truth, even with persecution. So if you're out there preaching the gospel on the street and somebody's mocking you, that's persecution. Trying to get you to cave to what God's asking you to do. Amen. So the truth is, him who the Son sets free is free indeed. We keep preaching the gospel in the midst of persecution. Amen. Why? Because that's the truth. That's why God sent his Son to set the captives free, to heal the brokenhearted. That's where truth is. So when we read about everything that's going on in the days we're living in, that's brokenness. Amen. That's lies. All the things that the enemy's trying to do is pushing on not only the world, but also on the church. And the church has to stand and hear the voice of God and walk in truth. Because that's where freedom is. That's why the gates of hell will not prevail against the church. Because the church walks in truth. What is truth? The Word of God. Amen. The Word of God. That's what I want to talk to you about today, is hearing the voice of God through the Word. Hey, this is important. This is vital. Some of you may say, I've never heard the voice of God. There is 66 books in the Bible that were written that are God's voice to you. So if you can read the Bible, you can hear, that's his voice. He spoke this to you. This is his love letter to you. You say, I've never heard the voice of God. Read a verse in the Bible, boom, you heard the voice of God. He spoke to you. The problem is the believing side of it. God spoke, we have to listen. We have to hear it. And you hear it by faith. Amen. So it's important. I'm not forming a doctrine that this is the number one way God speaks, but this is pretty concrete. Amen. It doesn't change. God's not adding to the Bible or taking away from it. It's here. It's God breathed his word for his people, the redemptive work that God ordained to bring freedom to humanity is God's word spoken to each one of you, spoken to the whole world. So if someone's like they've never heard the voice of God, if they went to church and the pastor actually preaches the Bible, they've heard the voice of God. Whether they believe it or not is something different. Amen. And that's the battle we face, is the renewing of our mind and getting rid of doubt and unbelief to believe the spoken word of God. This is God's word spoken, inspired by God, written by man that were inspired by God. Hallelujah. And when you understand this, this becomes your everything. This is the truth. This is God in written form. The word, John 1, the word made flesh and dwelt among us. That word there is talking about the Bible, but it's really meaning Jesus. This and Jesus can be interchanged in Scripture. When you read Jesus, you can put the word there capitalized. And when you see the word capitalized, you can put Jesus there. They're interchangeable. So the word made flesh, this made flesh was Jesus that came and lived here 33 years and died on the cross. Everything's written in here. If you want to know God's will, here it is. Amen. Amen. But people want God's will, but they don't want to take time in God's will. Come on. Amen. Come on. You got to crack it, buddy. You got to open it up and read it and believe what it says. So if you're part of a church that does not read out of the Bible, I'm telling you, it's going to mess you up. And this is what happens. I'll just get right into it. How many of you know I like to just dive right into it, deep in? Might as well. Doesn't matter how hot it is or cold it is, we're going to dive right in. Amen. You people on social media, you won't even believe that I'm going to say this word, that I even know this word. But it's called clickbait. Yeah, big word for me. Clickbait. People go through social media. Things look good. They click on it. AI produces things. If you don't know the truth, artificial intelligence is going to rule your thought pattern. Artificial. Yeah. Artificial. That's fake. Amen. That's a lie. Amen. Artificial is something that is made by man. Yeah. So if it's made by man, it's junk. Everything man touches turns to junk. Come on. Unless they're ordained by God. And they write the Bible. Amen. If God's behind it, it's good. But if God's not behind it, it's junk. I don't care how good they sell it. You have to know the truth to keep your freedom. And if you don't know the truth, you're going to get bound by lies or AI. And our students are, you know, college students, they're writing papers off of AI. They're doing their study. That's somebody putting something out there that has their bias hooked to it. Come on. That's going to infect and affect people's faith and belief system. You got to stick with the word, no matter what. I don't care what any preacher says. If they don't trust the word, they're not a preacher of the gospel. They're preaching some other gospel. Come on. You want to hear God's voice, you got to read his word. It's spoken right here. So that's why you read the word out loud, so you can hear it. Faith comes by hearing. Hearing by the word of God. Back to clickbait. You thought I was going to miss out on that. There's a lot of people, even ministers, that put things on Instagram, Facebook, all the social media, and they're quotes, but they're not quoted from the Bible. Yeah. They're good thoughts, but they're not word. And people are like, man, that's great. And they take that as doctrine, but it's a good thought. Yeah. Amen. It's a theory. Yeah. It's not fact. Yeah. But it sounds good for itching ears, and it speaks to the feelings and emotions of people, so you click on it. Oh man, I'm going to follow that guy because that's a great quote. Well, if it's not quoted from the word, it's not going to bring freedom. And I'm not against being a minister. I am one. Okay? I'm not against it. But you got to realize something. The word is what breaks the yoke. Yeah. It's the word, the anointing of God, the power of God, a form of godliness, verse 5, but denying the power. Quotes about scripture are forms of godliness, but they lack the power because they're not the word. Amen. Come on. You want to hear from God, you can't go through a quote. You want to hear from God, you got to go through the word. I'd love to say it, but the Holy Spirit won't let me, that the word's the number one way to hear from God. There's multiple ways to hear from God, so there's not a number one, okay? But this is Jesus, inspired by the Holy Spirit, so the whole Trinity is in here. So it's a pretty good way to hear from God. You know, you can hear from the Holy Spirit. You can have a vision from heaven. You can have an inner witness. All these things to hear from God. But, man, this is the tried and true. And this, everything should be backed up by the word. Exactly. Everything should be backed up by the word. Yeah. Amen. Social media, they talk, put it in the cloud. Well, what if the cloud floats away? What if something's happening like what's going on where planes can't fly because the system is fouled up? You're going on something. That's why I like paper. I know nothing against my wife. I love you dearly. But her little iPad is electric and man-made. Come on, I got the goods. Real deal. I mean, the lights go out, we got a candle, we can read. The power runs out, we can read the word. Amen. Amen. I know some of you younger people will be like, man, what an old-fashioned. I'm telling you, there's something about the old way of doing things that still works. Amen. 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 There's nothing against electronics. But I'm telling you, when they start messing with electronics, it allows things to enter in that you don't want. That you don't want. Amen. Ain't nobody going to mess. This is the word of God. God is going to take care of someone that tries to add or take away from this. Don't mess with the word. You'll deal with God himself if you mess with his word. All right. You think you're scared of me? No, I'm not scary. Yeah, I'm not scary at all. Anyway, 2 Timothy 2:15. 2 Timothy 2:15. I want to get into what the word means and how to hear the voice of God through the word. This is New King James. It says, "Be diligent to present yourselves approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." The Amplified says it this way, "Study and do your best to present yourself to God approved, a workman tested by trial, who has no reason to be ashamed, accurately handling, skillfully teaching the word of God." So Paul's speaking to Timothy, and it says here, study or be diligent to present yourself to God. Did you know God already approves you? God already sees you approved? What this is talking about here is you got to see yourself approved. That's what it's meaning. And studying the word gets us as individuals, children of God, to see that we're approved by God. Because God created us. He already knows what he can do through us. He's not questioning his creation. If I was God, I would be. But he doesn't do that. Studying to show yourself approved is showing yourself that you are approved to be used by God. So the more you study, the freer you get, the more open you are to be used for God. Amen. That's what that means. People are thinking, we're studying to know more about God. Yes, you are, to know how free you really are and what Jesus really did for you. So when you don't study to show yourself, to reveal to yourself that you're approved, God already approved you. But when you don't study or open your Bible or read it, you are literally limiting yourself from seeing yourself approved by God. And I dare I say it, but people that struggle and struggle and struggle all the time, I can't say all the time, but they don't read their Bible much. Or they don't have the interpretation of what it really means. Amen. They don't have discernment or interpretation. And I know it got really quiet. But I want you to understand something. What does the Bible say? What does the truth say? Be diligent to present yourself approved to God. A worker. You got to work at it. It's not automatic. You got to open your Bible, take time, read your word, and allow the living word to come live on the inside of you. Yeah. and you start seeing yourself approved. What does that have to do with hearing from God? That's God speaking to you. He speaks to your heart, your conscience, your inner self, and you renew your mind to say, oh, I can do this. Oh, I got this. Oh, I'm a pastor. You're calling me to be a pastor? Oh, my. If I look at myself, I relinquish my position. But if I look through the eyes of Scripture, I see myself as a pastor. Let me just share with you a little bit of my testimony. In 2004, when I was driving a combine, I wasn't riding because I was the only one there. Somebody had to be driving it. I was driving a combine. The Lord spoke to me and says, leave the farm. And I had to examine that through Scripture. Why? What do I mean by that? I had to ask myself, where in the world did that come from? I had to get a definitive on whether that was God, whether it was the devil, whether it was a lie of the enemy, whether it was my sin. What was causing that? And you say, what do you mean your sin? I'm telling you, when God speaks to you, you question whether it's God or not. But you have to make sure you get confirmation through the word. So I heard from God, but I had to weigh it with the word. You hear what I'm saying? Come along with me. I'm getting a point here. Because when you hear leave the farm and you're part of a business, you're part owner of it, you have shares in it, sweat stock in it, and you worked, you went to college to do it, and you hear this voice, leave it all, you question some things. What, am I not good enough? These are legitimate questions I had. Why am I hearing leave the farm? Is something bad going to happen? All these things come through your head, but those were all lies. I had to get the truth of why it was spoken to me. You know, the enemy will portray things to you. You know, I realized it wasn't a voice from man because I was there by myself. So it wasn't man saying it, so I eliminated that voice. Man didn't call me. Right there, I knew it. Man did not call me into ministry because I was by myself at that time. I didn't hear it on the radio because I was listening to country music. And I'm telling you, it did not grow my spirit man at all. I honestly, believe it or not, I think it was Hank Williams, Jr. And it, nothing against the man, but I'm telling you, it wasn't feeding my spirit man. It wasn't from him, all right? These are things I think, I'm being real with you. I'm not a fake person, okay? I'm going to be real with you. You know, I had to ask it wasn't my flesh because I didn't speak out, leave the farm. I'm going through these avenues to try to get a grasp on what I heard and why I heard it. Because I had to know the truth in the matter. So it wasn't man, it wasn't me, and it wasn't my flesh because my flesh didn't want to do it. So I started going through scriptures and finding scriptures to back up what I heard. And I read about Peter. How Jesus came and said, follow me. I started reading about other disciples, follow me. Lay down your life. Leave your inheritance. Leave this and follow me. And I was like, there it is. This is of the Lord. And it gave me peace on the inside, even though my emotions and flesh were like, this is the dumbest thing you're ever going to do. What are you thinking? Right? Nobody's ever been there questioning when they heard from God whether it was God or not. I'm trying to help you discern whether you're hearing from God or not. But I'm getting to the point where I had to realize I had to back it up with the word. Yes, amen. Surrender yourself. So I'm like, man, that's surrendering everything. Oh, that's the word. You understand what I'm saying? Leaving this. Oh, that's definitely leaving. Laying down financial inheritance. Oh, yeah, that's doing that too. So I found scripture to back up what that voice was, and I knew it was God, so I stepped. Yeah. Amen. That's how you hear from God. You step into what he's speaking. But what did I have to do first? I had to find in the word that backed up what I heard. If you do not do that, you're going to walk based off of other voices that are familiar spirits or other lies that sound better. Because I'm telling you right now, when God speaks to you, it doesn't mean it's going to be an easy thing. It's usually going to come against your flesh. It's going to come against your emotions. It's going to crimp your style. God will crimp your style, and he'll break the ways that you want to go to lead you in a way that he has for you that's better than the way you're going.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You can almost guarantee it's God when it messes with your feelings and emotions and what you want to do. I can't say it all the time, but use the word. Everyone that was called of God to serve God, it changed their life tremendously. It changed their trajectory. It changed their family. It changed everything when they followed after God. They had to put themselves under. So hearing the voice of God through the word. Study and do your best to present yourself to God approved. You have, through the word, you'll see that you're fit to be used by God.
Yeah.
Without the word, you won't be good enough. Because the word washes you clean and presents you perfect before God.
Yeah.
That's what the word will do. I'm the redeemed of the Lord. So I had to realize something, that when God called me when I was on the combine and said, leave the farm, I had to realize within me that God already saw me as a pastor. He was just helping me see myself as a pastor. Do you hear what I'm saying here?
Yeah.
He saw me as a minister of the gospel. He saw me as a preacher and a teacher. He saw the future. He knew what the potential was in me. I didn't know it yet.
Yeah.
I didn't know it. I saw myself as a dairy farmer. So all I could view was based out of farming.
Yeah.
And the Lord was saying, I'm taking you out of that. And I'm thinking, oh, that's not what I wanted. That's not my, all these questions I had. But God saw me as a pastor. He saw me as a shepherd. But I couldn't see myself there. The only way I can see myself there is to get in the word and see myself through the word.
Amen.
Through the blood.
Amen.
Through what God paid for me. Through the place of all my inabilities pressed to the side, all my sin removed. See myself as a child of God, fit for the Father's use.
Yeah.
Peter had to go through the same thing. Paul had to go through, they had to stop seeing themselves of what their past was and see themselves the way God sees them. And when you want to hear God's voice, you got to put your past away and see yourself in what God has for your future. And the quicker you can do that, the more sensitive you'll hear the voice of God. And the quicker you'll move into what God has for you. Amen. But I saw myself as a dairy farmer, and that was plaguing me. And it plagued me even in Bible school. My inabilities, I was looking at myself to try to accomplish things. And that was a lie. It isn't about me. It's about what God wanted to do through me.
Yeah.
All I had to do was yield my vessel.
Amen.
That's it.
Amen.
I stand here today thinking, I went through years of thinking I was yielding, but I wasn't really yielding. I was yielding, but I wasn't fully yielding. Let me say it that way. Because if I didn't yield, I would be riding a combine still and milking a cow. All right? Nothing against that, but I'm just saying, you got to see yourself. When God speaks to you, allow that word to marinate and go through you and in you and live in you. Not think, well, oh, he's telling me to do, I can't do that. He's telling me to go soul win, I can't do that. You're not seeing yourself the way he sees you. Oh, you're the healed of the Lord. Oh, no, I feel this. Well, that's your problem. You're looking at the wrong thing.
Yeah.
You're seeing your problem above God's solution. You're seeing yourself above the Savior that died for you. I look out and I see so much potential out there in the body of Christ, in this church, businesses, big businesses, financial breakthrough in many ways. When the economy stinks, you're going to thrive. I see that. The way God saw me as a pastor, I see you as prospering. You got to see yourself that way. You say, well, I'm not there, Pastor. That's why you need Jesus. That's why you need the help of the Holy Ghost. That's why you're here today, because you realize I can't do it on my own. I can't do it on my own. I see my limitations. That's fine to see your limitations, but don't accept them as truth and finality. God is a limitless God. He doesn't look at limitations. If you saw me 30 years ago and how I talked to people and how red I got and hands sweat and couldn't talk, didn't want to talk to people, didn't really care if I saw people. I was very content at the farm, not talking to anybody. Amen. I was very content in the deer stand looking at nature, not talking to a soul. That's all changed. I love people. I love talking to people. I'll talk your ear off. Amen. I'll talk it because I know God has something in me to give to you as a shepherd. I know it. Am I perfect? No. Am I relying on God? Yes. When you deal with people, you better rely on God. Because if you deal in the flesh, you're going to start swinging and shouting and getting mad. But if you allow the Holy Spirit and the love of God to wash over you, you'll talk to anybody, deal with your enemies. You don't care. You don't care. You'll love them. You'll love people that are unlovable because you're looking through the eyes of God instead of yourself. Let me get back to it. I'm hearing the voice of God through the Word. God has already approved you. Studying helps you see yourself approved and fit to be used by God. So the more you study, the more you listen to podcasts, get the Greek in you, amen, the more you understand the Word, the freer you become.
Amen.
The more Word in you, the more Word flows through you. The Bible says we all sin and fall short of the glory. When you understand you're the redeemed of the Lord, sin has no power over you. You don't have limitations. Amen. That's how Peter walked on the water. He viewed Jesus, and he didn't care about what was around him. As soon as he looked what was around him, he sank. Amen. You got to look at Jesus. You got to see yourself through the eyes of Jesus, and you'll hear his voice. Amen. Amen. Hebrews 4:12. As you're turning there, let me just say this. Many don't think they're good enough to be used by God. You're believing that you're not good enough. I'm telling you, I break that lie in Jesus' name.
Amen.
You're more than good enough.
Amen.
Because of who you know.
Amen.
Amen. Don't buy the lie you're not good enough. If you're at a job that you're struggling in, I'm telling you, God's either going to raise you up, give you the wisdom in that place to thrive, or he'll move you right over past that into something better.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's why some people start their own businesses, because where they are is limiting their potential. So they go out, and that God's behind them. Amen. The wind of heaven is behind them. And they start a business, and it explodes because the anointing of God's on it. Amen. Guess what? You're already anointed as children of God because the anointing lives on the inside of you. Yeah. He's like, well, I don't feel it. That's your problem. Get out of your feelings. Amen. God says, God gives you a promise of who you are. I am the healed of the Lord. But you don't understand. That's your problem. Your butt is in the way from the blessing of God.
Yeah.
God created you in his image. But I don't know. But nothing. But nothing. When you can get to the place of saying no to the butts, you will flourish.
Right.
You will hear from God. Because but is just a lie. But is an excuse that you're believing a limitation in you. There's many times where I put my butt in the way and limited from what God wants. I don't mean this. I mean the B-U-T, single T, but. We always say that, but you don't understand, Pastor. I don't need to understand. God knows. God's word is true. Amen. And it'll break the power of the enemy. It's already done it. Amen. The but is your doubt and your unbelief. Amen. When you say but to a promise of God, you're saying you have doubt and unbelief, and it's not good enough for you, or you're not good enough for it.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I'm preaching better than you're shouting. Some of you are getting conviction. Amen. Some, you're smiling, but inside you're like, yeah, come on. I see it. Amen. The Lord reveals things. I can look at people, and I can tell they're burning on the inside, but they're smiling on the outside. Yeah. That's the Holy Ghost. He bypasses your head, and he's dealing with the inside of you. And all of a sudden, you'll be like, oh, yeah, I can do this thing.
Yeah.
Where'd that come from? That came from faith, from the word spoken to your heart, and your mind finally got out of the way.
Yeah.
You get your head out of the way, you get your butt out of the way.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So when you renew your mind to the Word, it eliminates the buts.
That's right.
And you see yourself approved by God.
Amen.
Amen. I know I'm a pastor. If 10 people walked in and said, I don't think you're a pastor, they can keep on walking. I don't care less what they say. Amen. And it doesn't matter the size of the church, whether you're a pastor. God called me. People didn't call me. I know it. I was on the combine. Combines don't talk. Nobody was in that 200-acre field. I did not hear it from man. I heard it from God.
Amen.
Amen. And you got to hear the voice of God, because man, women, children, they'll try to tell you their thoughts and their feelings about who you are and what you should be. I'm telling you. Every one of you have heard people that say, you're not this or you're not that, or you should do this or you should do that. If it backs up the Word and what God speaks to your spirit, say yes and amen. If not, say, hell no.
That's right.
No, that's not who I am.
Yep.
God says I'm this.
Yep.
Hebrews 4:12. I'm going to read this out of the Amplified. Remember, the Word is the final authority. If something doesn't align with the Word, don't receive it.
Right.
How do you know not to receive it? Through the Word. How do you know the Word says it? By studying the Word. By getting the Word in you. People can say things to you, and the Word in you, the Spirit of Christ in you, will instantly discern whether that's a true word or whether that's not a true word.
Yeah.
Amen. Instantly. Instantly. I've had ministers say things to me, and I'm like, that's not of God.
Yeah.
I've said things that I said out of my feelings.
Yeah.
They weren't of God. I studied it. I'm like, oh my golly, I preached that. You say, oh man, I'm in a church that the pastor's quite. No, you grow.
That's right.
You grow.
Yeah.
You spiritually grow. And you have to admit when you're wrong.
That's right.
When you don't admit you're wrong, then you got a big problem. It's called pride.
That's right.
And fall is right around the corner.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about the season. All right. Amen. That's the funny joke. Some of you get it. Some of you do. Anyway. Amen. I'm quick. You got to keep up with me. Praise Jesus. Let's get back to the Word where the truth is. Amen. He didn't even get that joke. Amen. Hebrews 4. I said I was quick, but anyway, to each their own. Hebrews 4:12 Amplified. I'm just having a moment here with myself. Hebrews 4:12. For the Word of God. Everybody say, Word of God.
Word of God.
Is your Bible. The Word of God, listen to this, this is in the Bible. For the Word of God is living and active and full of power, making it operative, energizing, and effective. It is sharper than any two-edged sword, penetrating as far as the division of soul and spirit, the completeness of a person, and of both joints and marrow, the deepest parts of our nature, exposing and judging the very thoughts and intents of the heart. So, that's a lot of Amplified, definitely amplifies it. The Word of God is living and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. This right here has life in it.
Amen.
You say, well, if you drop it, it'll fall to the... It's not the life that you think. It's spiritual life.
Yeah.
That will in turn change the natural trajectory of you.
Yeah.
You say, well, I read this and I don't feel anything. You haven't allowed it to go to the right spot. Because when it goes on the inside, it'll perform on the outside. Amen.
Yeah.
When you accept Jesus, you don't instantly look better. But I'm telling you, when the joy of the Lord hits you, you get a smile on your face. Your countenance changes.
Yeah.
Amen. Because the power of the Word in you.
Yeah.
Amen. When people walk around and I share with them about Jesus, I was like, do you know Jesus? Yeah, I know Jesus. I'm like, whoa, you don't know the same Jesus I know. Amen. Because there's a joy that comes. There's a freedom that comes with Jesus. But I'm telling you, religion will make you grumpy about Jesus. It'll give you a hard heart. You have a form of godliness, but when you deny the power, you're not allowing the Spirit to move you and create you into His image. Amen. You force God on you, and then you dictate how He operates through you. That's religion. That's works. Amen. You just got to yield everything and say, God, take me. And then you go wherever He tells you to go. You do what He tells you to do. And you don't look back. And don't listen to anybody that's not speaking faith. Amen. Don't listen to people that speak fear, doubt, and buts all day long. But you don't understand. But you don't. No. No, God knows. You pray for them. You pray to the one that knows what they need. Amen. Don't judge them. When I say get your butt, I'm not judging you. I'm trying to help you remove the butt so you can believe for the fullness of what God has. Hearing God's voice through the Word of God is what I'm talking about here today. The Word of God is living and active. If you never read or hear the Word, it's living and active, but it's not doing a change in your life. Just because something's living and acting, you have to apply it. Amen.
Yeah.
Just like food. Food has nutrients in it, but till you digest it, it's no good to you.
Right.
No good. Doesn't do anything for you. You can believe for the greatest diet out there, but if you keep stuffing bonbons and ho-hos and donuts in your body, that's what you're going to turn into. Amen. Amen. You are what you eat, naturally and spiritually. I'm preaching it because I'm living it. I had an apple fritter this morning with my coffee, and it was good. Amen. But I got to get up here and move around, burn it off. Amen. But what you put in is what you're going to get out. It's living. It'll feed every single aspect of you, spirit, soul, and body, because it's the living Word. So wherever you put the Word in your life, and it is number one there, that area will thrive. And you can see it in people's lives where they have the Word and where they don't have the Word. Where they're believing God and where they're in doubt that God can do it. Because one area is thriving, the other area is suffering.
Yeah.
And if you're suffering, it's not judgment against you, it's just lack of knowledge.
Yeah.
It's lack of knowledge. Amen. People don't have a faith problem. They got a doubt and unbelief problem.
Yeah.
Amen. Because that mustard seed faith in every single one of you is enough to move the mountain out of your life.
Yeah.
There's enough faith in you to move every mountain in your life. The problem is you believe in that it's for you. Ooh. You say, is it that easy? Yes. You can say, yes, it's mine.
Yeah.
And there goes the mountain. There goes the mountain. You say, well, I'm not seeing it move. You got to believe it's gone before it moves. You don't, believing in faith is not seeing it move. Oh, yeah, God, you're awesome. No, you're awesome. Thank you, Lord, that my mountains move even when the mountain's still there.
Yep.
That's faith.
Yeah.
That's faith. Faith does not wait for something to happen. Faith is not like Thomas that had to see the holes in his hands and his feet and his side. That's not faith. See, if we're walking in a place of believing God based off of what we see, you can get down and out.
Yeah.
You can get frustrated.
Yeah.
Amen. When people don't show up to church, man, it frustrates you as a pastor. But I don't look at that. I don't look at that. I'm believing God's best for every person. And their decisions they make are totally on them.
Yeah.
Totally on them. That's between them and God. Amen. But I know when you're in the fellowship of the church, and you're plugged in, the power flows through you.
Right.
And you don't have the struggles that other people have.
Yeah.
Amen. And I don't like getting on this, but it's a fact, Jack. People that stay plugged in work through things.
Yeah.
People that unplug struggle.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to keep getting on to it, but I'm telling you, it's a fact. People that pull away and get offended at church, they have divorce and they have struggles in their life. It's a fact. Because you unplug from the anointing and the power of God and the blessing that Jesus placed on the church. Amen. And the apostle, prophet, the fivefold ministry for the equipping of the saints. You lack the equipment when you unplug.
Yeah.
You lack that equipping that you need to walk in truth and freedom.
Yeah.
Amen. And many times they become prodigals where they run and do their own thing. And then they come back and get plugged in. The Lord restores them. Praise God. Because he's a loving God. And he cares about them. Amen. But they miss that opportunity to be walking in freedom that whole time. Anyway. The Word. The Word. Hallelujah. So the Word is living and powerful. Let's move on. I talked about this. Just write it down. Romans 12:1-2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. God has created us to present our living bodies a sacrifice to Him. And it's reasonable. It's not difficult. It's not what you do, it's what you believe. And verse 2 explains that. Amen. Not being conformed to this world, but transformed by the renewing of your mind. It is a mind issue that people struggle. When you get born again, you got all the goods. It's just your mind hasn't picked up on what your spirit's already got. You receive all of God's redemptive work at salvation. All of it. Every sin is dealt with when you ask Jesus into your heart. Every single sin is bought and paid for. You are the redeemed of the Lord. But then if you fall, you think, oh, I messed up. I just totally failed. I lost my salvation. No. No, 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 no. No. God's redemptive work, you just got to know who you are. Sin is dead. The curse of sin is broken off of your life. In Jesus' name. Amen. How do I know that? Because I renewed my mind to the Word of God. How do I know I'm healed? Because the Word of God says it and I know it. How do I know that speaking in tongues is for today? Because the Bible says it, and I believe it, and that settles it. Amen. Amen. And I walk in that, and I'll speak in tongues. Amen. Amen. But I don't have the interpretation, so I'm not just going to do it without the interpretation. But I'm telling you, just because you believe it or don't believe it, that doesn't mean a hill of beans. What's the truth? Yeah. There's every single person I could go through, this whole congregation, ask them 15 questions about the Bible, and you'll get different answers based off of a belief system. Based off of how much they studied, right? Amen. There's nothing wrong with that, but we got to be moving in the direction of believing God's word is truth. Amen. Whether you got born again today or you've been born again for 50 years. Amen. It's always spiritual growth. Always. Always, always, always. Psalms 19:7. Hallelujah. I believe you're getting something out of this. It's speaking to you. Speaking to me. Amen. I feel like I'm sitting there. And Jesus, the good shepherd's up here ministering. Yeah. Amen. I'm just getting filled up. Hallelujah. With the truth. Psalms 19:7. Amplify. The law of the Lord. What's the law of the Lord? The word? The law of the Lord is perfect, flawless, restoring and refreshing the soul. The statutes of the Lord are reliable and trustworthy, making wise the simple. Making wise the simple. Amen, brother, right? Yeah. Who would have thought two hillbillies from Sellersville would be pastoring? And you're following. Amen. Make wise the simple. I'm telling you. Right now, I don't care how intellectual someone is. When the anointing of God's word and his calling is on somebody, they got the victory every time. Amen. The enemy does not have the power to take a worldly thing and overcome a spiritual matter that God has ordained. There's no way unless the man or woman of God relinquishes the anointing and the power on them and allows the enemy to take ground. The enemy has no power to take ground over me, this church, or you. None. He's been defeated 2,000 years ago. Hey, that's in the Word of God. Better watch it. Amen. Amen. I don't know if this is ordained by God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Get your attention. Get alive. Your spirit grabbing a hold of the truth of God's Word. You are more than able. More than able. You say, well, I don't feel it. Stop. That's your butt. Get it out of the way. The word, the law of the Lord is perfect. And you have to see the word as perfect. Even if you don't understand it fully, you have to know that it's right. Yeah. Amen. Even in partial understanding, you have to get to a place in and of yourself where whatever is written in the word is final authority. No matter what. No matter what. I don't care what other ministers say, anything else. The word. The word. Even what I say, you better check it with the word. Yeah. Seriously, I'm a man. And I know I'm a man. Amen. But I have flaws. I'm still studying to show myself approved. I'm still gaining knowledge and revelation. I don't know everything. I don't know much at all, to be honest with you. And the more I know, the more I realize I don't know. Amen. But God. That's the only time you should say but. That's the only time you should say but is putting God behind it. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Because of God. Not because of me. Because of God. So the word is perfect and flawless. And if you can get to that place, you'll go to it quite often. Because it's the truth. It gives you the good report. It gives you the power of God and the ability to overcome. Hearing the voice of God. You want to hear God get in your word. Every single word in here is God's voice to you. Hallelujah. His love letter. Remember that. 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. This is out of New Living Translation. 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. Everybody say all. All scripture. All scripture. That means Genesis 1 to end of Revelation. All scripture is given by who? God. All scripture is inspired by God and is useful to teach us what is true and to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. See, that's the part people don't want to get to. The word will deal with both ends of you. The good and the bad, the ugly, the pretty, everything. It'll show how good you're doing, but it'll show areas that you need to do better. And if you're true to God and yield your vessel, you'll realize that the word is important in your life. Because it will change the bad to good, and it will make the good better. Amen. That's a word for somebody. I feel the anointing when I said that. It'll make the bad good. And how does that happen? Sometimes he'll remove it totally out of the way. Or sometimes he'll reconstruct it totally different than what it was. Because if it's built on sinking sand, he's got to change it. He's got to take the root out, the foundation. He's got to remove it all and rebuild and plant his kingdom in that place. That's what he does with your heart. We all sin and fall short of the glory of God. So God takes a stony heart out. He doesn't do a heart surgery where he puts a stent in and you keep limping along with the old thing. No, he takes the whole heart out and gives you a heart of flesh. Yeah. Amen. Amen. So we need to realize this, that God looks at all areas. It's inspired and useful to teach us what is true and make us realize what is wrong in our lives. It corrects us when we are wrong. That's what people don't want. They don't want correction. Hey, I love correction. I'm speaking for myself. I'm not speaking. I'm telling you. I love correction. If something is wrong, show me so I can make it better. Amen. And if we can go to God that way, realizing we don't know everything, we don't got it all together, we're not perfect yet. You're perfect spiritually, but you don't have the understanding of everything that took place. Yeah. You get what I'm saying? We have to come to God in a humble matter. Yeah. Humble, yielded, yeah. Surrendered. Yeah. Amen. Surrendered is like this. Honored, come to God. Bowing before the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and allow him to change and make us into what he desires us to be. It's all in the renewing of the mind. It's all in the study of the word to understand the word and what he's done for us. So it corrects us when we are wrong, and it teaches us to do what is right. God uses it to prepare and equip his people to do every what? Good work. Every work God has for you is a good work. Every work. You say, well, he wants me to sacrifice my vacation to go do this. Guess what? There's more fruit from what God's telling you to do than what your flesh wants on a vacation. I'm not saying vacation is bad. Go on vacation with the Lord. I just got off of vacation. Amen. Did I sin? No. No. I spent time with my family because family's important. Amen. Spend time with your wife. Your wife is important. Amen. And your husband. Spend time with them. But I'll tell you, the best time to be spent with your spouse, right here on Sunday morning, because it's going to unify you in the presence of God and strengthen you to live out when the rest of the week it feels like hell on earth. Amen. You put in The truth will keep you when the world is fading.
Right.
Amen. Or in perilous times. So, the Word of God convicts you when you're wrong and confirms you when you're right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Think of that. So, if you read the Word and you're like, yeah, I'm doing that, that's good. Keep doing it. Yeah. But if you read the Word and it's like, man, you got to change this, heed the warning.
Yeah.
Because you're going to produce something that's not good. And it's leading you in the wrong direction. You have to get to a place. If you want to hear God's voice, you have to obey His Word.
Yeah.
Amen.
Simple. Go home. You got what you need. If you want to hear God, this is your final authority. You have to examine yourself and put yourself in the Scripture. Fix what needs to be fixed. Walk in what you should walk in.
Yeah.
Amen. You'll hear God every day. You'll hear God every day. You walk and talk with God. You walk in love. You walk in peace. You walk in joy. You feel God's presence. Why? Because you got your butt out of the way and you're allowing Him to move through you.
Amen.
And you see yourself approved. It's very difficult to hear from someone if you don't feel approved by them.
That's true. Yeah.
Think about that.
Yeah.
If you, as a child, if you thought your parent was mad at you, you're not going to hear the way you should hear. You may even run away from what they're saying. Or you hear them, but it's blah, 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 blah. You tuned them out. Because you're mad.
Yeah.
Some people are mad at God, and they tune Him out, and He's speaking to them.
Yeah.
I want you to do this, or I have this for you. There's a blessing here. Change this. Do this. But you don't think you're good enough. Yeah. Yeah. I know. I feel it. Joshua 1:8-9. I'll give you a couple more scriptures just to solidify. And again, there's about 1,000 more scriptures to go off. So study. Amen. Don't let this be your only feeding. Amen. Don't let this be your only time you hear from God or hear His Word. Joshua 1:8-9. This book of the law. What's the book of the law? The Word. Shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according all that is written in it. You cannot observe what's in the Word till you hear and do what the Word says. If you don't know it's there, you're not going to walk in it. If you don't believe God can speak to you, you're not going to hear Him. Did you hear me?
Amen.
Yeah.
Oh, good. You got your ears open. Amen. If you don't think I'm talking right now, you're not going to hear me. But I'm talking. Turn me up, CJ. No, I'm just kidding. Amen. Amen. Listening online, people hear me all around the world. Hear the word of the Lord. The Bible is the final authority. Take it and live by it and watch what He will do. So they observe according to all that is written in it. All. The Greek for all is all. You don't break it down. It's the same. Everything. The whole book is written for you. For then you will make your way prosperous. Who wants a prosperous way? Hey, I got your answer right here. Right here is your prosperous way. The book. The law, the word of God, is your way to prosperity. I know there's other avenues financially. You can buy leadership books, how to break through, how to run a business. All those are blessings. But if you are not broken through spiritually through God's word, you're limiting your business. You're limiting your marriage and you're limiting your life. You're limiting areas in your life because this is the final thing. You can know everything in the intellect and the natural, but if you have not broken through the spiritual, you're limiting yourself. And because you're limiting God from working in and through you. The creator of who you are, when you read His word and you trust in His Son, you allow the kingdom of heaven to bless what you're doing instead of all the intellect that you know to do. Some of you are very intellectual, intelligent, analytical. Think things that you process. There's nothing wrong with that, but you need God in there. You need God in there too. Amen. So He'll make your way prosperous, then you will have good success. Verse 9, have I not commanded you? Here's another commandment. Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid nor be dismayed, for the Lord God is with you everywhere you go. Guess what? You don't have to be afraid or discouraged any day of your life if you stay meditating on the Word of God. Do you see? You see the key to prosperity and victory. I just read it. Did you hear me? It's the Word. Meditating on the Word. You meditate on the Word, you can't meditate on something else. If your foot hurts and you meditate on the Word, you'll meditate on it so much, quoting it, all of a sudden you realize your foot doesn't hurt anymore. Because you meditated on the truth that has the power over your foot and the pain in your foot. That's how this works. That's how everything works in the kingdom of God. That's how faith operates. Faith speaks and then walks in what it's speaking. It doesn't walk in what the butt side of things. It doesn't walk in what you're feeling. It walks in what you're believing.
Yes, yes.
Amen. Let me end with this scripture. I have so many more. Hebrews 4:2, Amplified. This is the key. If you got anything out of today, get this scripture. Hebrews 4:12, Amplified. For indeed we have had the good news. You've had a lot of good news here this morning.
Amen.
A lot of good news of salvation. Preach to us. I preached it to you. Amen. See yourself here. The word has been spoken to you. The power of the gospel has been spoken to you. Just as the Israelites also, when the good news of the promised land came to them. But the message they heard did not benefit them. Oh no! It didn't benefit them. The message today will not benefit you. Watch this. Because it was not united with faith or mixed with faith in God by those who heard it.
Yeah.
Everything can be preached all day long of the truth of God's word. But if you do not mix faith with it, you will not truly hear it.
Yeah.
It is received by faith.
Yeah.
Get that. Everything. The goodness of God. The authority of the power of God. The redemptive work of Jesus Christ to transform your life from a sinner to a saint. Cannot be received unless it is mixed with faith. Faith is the key that unlocks heaven and pulls heaven down. Every truth and promise in this Bible is received by faith. And what do you say? What is faith? Believing that it's for you. Every head bow, every eye closed. Today is your day. Today is your day. Even listening online. Hallelujah. The word spoken today. Glory to God. To hear God's voice through the Word of God. I'm believing today that you may have read your Bible and not understood it, but that day is past. You're going to read your Bible from this day forward by faith with revelation of what God's Word says. The Word of God is going to speak to you, and you're going to hear it clearly in Jesus' name. I bind and I break anything that is hindering the voice of God from you hearing. If you need to make some changes in your life to hear God's voice, to incline your ear, the Bible says, to what God is saying, I want you to take a moment with Him right now. All over the world, listen, take a moment, close your eyes, bow your head, soften your heart, and open up your heart to hear what God's saying. It's between you and God. It has nothing to do with the minister. It's nothing to do with the time of day. You're right in the throne room of God right now. You're in His presence right now. He loves you. You're approved by Him. He looks upon you through the blood of Jesus and says, I love that child. I love that child. My son died for them. I approve them. They are fit for the Father's use. Anything that's speaking to you right now, that's speaking that you're not fit, rebuke it and remove it out of your life. Because that's a lie of the enemy. You are more than able. You are a conqueror in Christ Jesus. You are the head and not the tail. You're above and not beneath. Hallelujah. You are loved by God. You are the healed of the Lord. You are the redeemed of the Lord. Anything that's speaking doubt or but or maybe not, it's a lie of the enemy. You're in the presence of God. You're going to discern the truth from a lie. You're loved by God. If there's anyone here or listening online that does not know Jesus as their Lord and Savior, this isn't making sense to them. It's because you're not born again. You have not received the redemptive work of Christ. God loves you and He sent His Son Jesus to die for you. And if you receive Him as your Lord and your Savior, He will come into your life and make His home in you. Peace will come upon you and sin will be removed. If that's you and you want Jesus as Lord and Savior, ask Him into your life. Dear Lord Jesus, come into my life. Come into my heart. Forgive me, Lord, of my sin. Cleanse me, Lord, of my unrighteousness. Jesus, I believe that You died on the cross. Shed Your blood for me, for the remission of sin. Every sin is removed and washed away as far as the east is from the west. I receive You now as my Lord and my Savior. I am born again. I am a child of God. Whew! What a blessing. What a blessing. Some of you may not think you're good enough. That's the same prayer for you. Thank You, Lord, for changing my life. Take out that lie that I'm not good enough, that I'm too old, that I'm too young, I'm not smart enough. Ha! Right there, the mind of Christ. The mind of Christ. It's not about what you can do or can't do. It's about what He's done. Oh, it's about what He's done. He healed your body. He set you free. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The third thing I'm going to mention is the baptism of the Holy Spirit in power. Some may not believe in this, but that doesn't change God's word. All through the book of Acts, the Holy Spirit came upon men of God, children of God, and they were filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke in other tongues. As the Spirit gave them utterance on Pentecost, Cornelius' whole household spoke in tongues. Believers in Acts 19 were asked, "Do you have the Holy Spirit since you believed?" And they said, "We haven't such as heard of the Holy Spirit." So the apostles laid hands on them and filled them, and all of them spoke in tongues as believers after they were born again. That's what the Bible says. And here we believe the Bible. So as a minister of the gospel, Jesus is the baptizer of the Holy Ghost in power. Holy Ghost in fire. And I'm telling you right now, your life will never be the same again. If you want to make that step of faith to say, I want all that God has for me. I want to be filled to overflowing with God's presence and power. You need to be baptized, immersed in the Holy Spirit. And if you're saying, how can I do that? You can come forward right now. I will lay hands on you and fill you by the power of Jesus and the Holy Spirit. Amen. And you'll speak in other tongues. There's someone here saying, but I was taught this way. But it isn't for today. Well, I'm a false preacher if it's not for today. I'll put my calling in my life on it. That the Holy Ghost and baptism and speaking in tongues is for today. Some say, well, the scripture says that'll pass away. Yeah, you don't need to speak in tongues when you're in the presence of Jesus. The disciples didn't need to speak in tongues when Jesus was walking with them. It's the gift given to the church. When Jesus ascended, he sent the Holy Spirit to live on the inside of us, for us to live and move and have the power of Jesus. That's what the Holy Spirit is here for. It's for us to walk in power and authority and be a witness of him upon the earth. We do not forbid the Holy Spirit or his power. If you're sitting in your chair and you're weighing this, I want you to take that step of faith and come forward. Believe God. If you're struggling, I'm telling you, a fresh outpouring of his Spirit is exactly what you need. If you're a believer and you're trying to make a decision that's big, there's nothing better than a touch from heaven and a word from God. Hallelujah. But if you think you got it all together, you can make every decision, go for it. But I'm telling you, as a minister of the gospel, I cannot do what I do without the Holy Spirit. I would not be here today if it wasn't for the Holy Spirit. I would have gave up on ministry. I would have went back farming, and I would have just been some person just living, trying to do my best. That's what would have happened without the Holy Spirit. Because ministry is not easy. Pastoring is not easy. Say, well, you're trying to boost yourself up and boost your... No, it's God. God called me, he's equipping me. He's empowering me. I'm stronger now than I ever was, but it's because of the Holy Spirit and the Word of God. The more I yield, the stronger I get. Hallelujah. That's a word for you. The more you yield, the stronger you'll get. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Usually it takes one and then many follow. Thank you, Lord. I'll pray for those online. Those that aren't present, I thank you for their faithfulness to watch and to receive the word of the Lord today. Wherever they're listening, I thank you now that you touch them right where they are, that they never be the same again in Jesus' name. If they're desiring an infilling of the Holy Spirit, I thank you that you fill them to overflowing right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, give them that prayer language. Hallelujah. And as they believe and release, Father, I thank you that they're speaking in tongues right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Fill them with your power, Lord. Glory to God to do great feats for you. In Jesus' name. Somebody listening online is having a calling into ministry right now. Right now, it's what you needed to take that step of faith to obey the call of God on your life. You've been hesitant. You've been waiting. There's your release. Hallelujah. Contact us. Let us know. We'll pray for you and encourage you. Glory to God. Calling into ministry right then. Hallelujah. That's what the Holy Spirit will do. I'm not saying there's people here called or not called. It's not that. I'm just saying the Spirit showed me someone online is stepping into a new realm, a new dimension in God. Hallelujah. Thank you for listening online. Bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise God. I can't lay it out much easier. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you, Lord. Faith will take you to places you've never been before. Faith will reveal things to you that look impossible. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. I get that song in my spirit, "Look What the Lord Has Done." The reason I'm getting that song in my spirit is not, it's what he's doing right now in people's hearts. And I see the good thing in the future that's going to come out of what he's doing right now. The Lord is doing a work in the hearts of people. Those that are yielding are getting filled. Hallelujah. 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 You say, we're not up jumping and shouting. It doesn't have to be that way. It can be that way. It can be that way. Praise God. If you have a need, you can come forward. God is going to meet you in that place. God is going to meet you in that place. God is going to meet you. God, I feel so strongly the experience that I had driving that combine is an experience for somebody today. It's going to be life-changing, life-altering. The giver of life. Hallelujah. The giver of life is here in Jesus' name. The giver of life. Life-giving power. Jesus. Life-giving power in Jesus' name. Never the same again. Never the same again. Just lift your hands. Jesus, these hands will be used for your glory. Never the same again. Never the same again. Thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't leave if you have need of something. Hallelujah. The altar's open. Love to pray with you. But I believe you got what you had need of. And I believe when you open your Bible, revelation is going to flow. Remember this. The Word of God was inspired by the Holy Spirit. So the interpretation of the Word is interpreted by the Spirit. I'm telling you, the fullness of the Holy Spirit is going to give you fresh revelation in the Word of God. Those that are immersed in the Holy Ghost will have discernment and understanding and revelation of God's Word in a greater power. The one who authored it is the one that will fill you to overflowing. Amen. Amen. God bless you. God loves you. Sure. Just stay right there. I'll pray for him. Just stay right there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, hallelujah. If you have questions, the Word of God has your answer. Amen. Well, don't touch anyone up here. If you need prayer, come forward. Love to pray with you. The power of prayer, I'm telling you, it'll break anything and everything. I cannot convince you to receive. I cannot force you to receive. But I can cry out to God that you'll get everything that God has for you. And that Christ will be formed in you. Just as Paul prayed. Travailed. That's my heart for you. It's that Christ be formed in you. You live and walk in the truth of His Word. And the power of the Holy Spirit. Hear my heart, church. Hear my heart. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Go in peace. You're loved. Go in peace. Stay in peace. Come up in peace. Whatever you need, God has it. Hallelujah. Amen.